Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Bride, and welcome to the show. Today is such a special day for so many reasons. Directly after the show, I'm actually on my way to a wedding. And we talked about this several months ago, two sisters that were getting married in a very short period of time. And so it'll be really interesting today since they both are standing up for each other. And the last wedding that I went to was just, it was astounding. It was what the love these sisters shared for each other was just incredible in their verbiage, in their actions, and everything that they do. And one of the things I was most moved by at the wedding were the rituals. And I'm actually going to be asking our guest today a little bit about that as well, because it was just, it was so special. And another reason that today is so special is that two of my very favorite people are on the show today. And this is the first time that we've ever had a couple on this show. So I'm really excited about that. And Melissa Terry was on our show before, and she was talking about how to free yourself from joy. And we talked about people that have been raped or abused or emotionally or physically, and how do you start over? How do you allow yourself to love? And not only was the information that she gave just riveting, but today it's one of our highest listened shows. On any given day, people are finding the show, listening to the show, and it's actually moving them and changing their lives. And then her husband, Brian Terry, is our guest next week on Unlimited Life. And he himself is highly successful in business, and you know, we're going to talk about what he's going to be sharing on this show. But as a couple, they do the most amazing relationship work, and they also run a business together, and we're going to talk about how that works. And so I love to welcome them today, and I'm just so thrilled, so honored, so privileged, so blessed to have them both on the air at the same time. So Melissa and Brian, welcome to the show.
Hello, Nicole. We're so glad to be here with you.
Hello, Nicole. Oh. It's such a pleasure to be talking with you.
Oh, Brian. Hi. I'm so thrilled that you're here. And I'm so excited because I know next week you're on Unlimited Life. And before we begin, I just want to give a little plug out about you and what you're going to be talking about next week, because I know that our listeners, you know, love to jump between shows and they love to learn about new science, new technology, and really how to live an unlimited life. And so can you share a little bit about what you're going to be talking about next week?
Yeah, absolutely. What we're mainly going to be diving into is finding people's why, finding their passion in life, and then, you know, diving into that a little bit deeper and finding out why they're not doing that now. And what I've found is that most people are not doing what they love to do because of financial reasons. And therefore, I've come across a way that we can duplicate and show people how to take control of their financial realm in their world and set themselves up in a very, actually very short time to where they can actually retire from the rat race, so to speak, and go after what it is that truly drives them, what makes them feel like a child every day because they're so happy to just get up in the morning and do what they love to do, regardless of whether that's, you know, helping children or helping people or traveling around the world, or, you know, if they just want to get up and read a good book during the day.
That's great.
It allows them to do that.
Well, that's wonderful. We're so excited that you're going to be coming on and talking about that, and I know it's going to be a spectacular show. And then today, I'm so thrilled that you could join us, and you're our very first couple, which I absolutely love. And the interesting thing is I love you both individually as people. I mean, you both have such incredible hearts and incredible care and just enthusiasm and effervescence and joy and love and life. And anybody that would meet you individually would just say, oh, my gosh, this is such a spectacular person. But together, you were just dynamic. And I love watching you together, too. I love the way you love each other. And so I know that we've got so much to cover today, but first I want to ask about, what do you think makes a successful marriage? I mean, what is the secret to the love that you share?
That is like the million-dollar question.
Yeah, we get that one often. So Katrina, do you want me to jump in first? Or?
You know, we do talk with people and with couples a lot about relationships. The business that Brian and I have together is called Renaissance Couple. And the whole foundation of what Renaissance Couple is about is establishing a whole new paradigm for relationship. You know, we live in a world, and I'm sure you've talked about this with so many of your guests, Nicole, is that we live in a world that has really lost touch with what that core essence of true love is. And love has been manipulated into so many counterfeit forms like lust, like codependency, like need. And, you know, the thing that always boggled me is we have so many different words for things in our language. And the example that I love is how the Eskimos have dozens of words for snow because there's so many different forms of it. And yet we have this one word, love, that encompasses so many different things that move away from what that core essence truly is. So within Renaissance Couple, what we do is we live and embody and teach about what it is to come into full embodied partnership with your partner. And in that space, some of the core values surround communication, trust, and respect. And those are three of the reasons why I believe that Brian and I can work together in a capacity that many couples may want to, but very few seem to succeed well at.
Yeah, and just to accompany along with that, you know, the communication part is so critical. In couples that we come across so much today, and we find that their communication, they're not fully committed. And what I mean by that is that they still hold back a little something, or they, you know, they don't quite tell. It's not like lying, but they don't quite tell the whole truth to their significant other, or whether they're dating or if they're in a committed relationship, because they either feel that the other person can't handle it, or it needs to be omitted for their safety, or, you know, and when you communicate with another person, unless you can both be on the same page at the same time, it is very hard to get that message through loud and clear. And that it comes into a little bit of where you can, there's all different types of exercises that you can do to strengthen that. And we can go into that a little bit later. But I just wanted to throw out there that active listening and repetitive, you know, where you listen to someone and you repeat just back a little bit of information so they know that you're on the same page is a great way to facilitate that start. So that in a couple relationship, being on the same page at any one given time is a huge key to that.
That's fantastic. You know, when you're talking about the Renaissance Couple, Lynn Twist is a friend of mine, and she runs the Pachamama Alliance. And the Pachamama Alliance, their mission statement is to create an environmentally sustainable, spiritually fulfilling, and socially just human presence on our planet. It's the most incredible mission statement. And they do the most beautiful work. But what Lynn talks about very often is that the Renaissance era was created by less than 200 people that wanted to make a difference, and the invention of a new technology, which was the printing press. And with one little form of new technology and a small group of people that wanted to make a difference, an entire era that was created that we are still feeling today and that we are still living today. And imagine if people want to make a difference and we have new technologies like cell phones that we can communicate with people even when they're working in another city or another state or another country, or our kids, even when they're at school, and that we have a new technology and we have people wanting to make a difference, and therefore that renaissance, that change, that can last through centuries and through eras can actually be created today. And so I love that that's what you chose as a name. It's just so spectacular.
And so, well, and I love that you touch on that, Nicole, because that was a lot of the sentimentality behind that, a lot of the connection of the Renaissance purposely being this renaissance, which is a rebirth. And that's what the whole focus of this new paradigm of love and relationships is about.
And it's about, you know, being in the present moment, as well as, you know, remembering from the past and past lessons, but it's really about focusing on the present moment and what you can actually do to embrace, you know, your partner or love in that. Like you say, with this new technology of having cell phones, we have at our fingertips a way to reach out and talk to our loved ones with an instant notice. And it doesn't take much to just send a quick text or something like that that says, hey, I love you. I hope you're having an awesome day or anything like that. And so you're absolutely right with that potential of that new technology.
Right. I mean, just amazing. And so then how did this work? You met, you fell in love, and then you said, hey, we do this pretty well. We should, like, teach the world how to do this. How did you take your individual skills and roll them into a program that you can share your love? And then how did you know that this was it when you met? How did you know this is really what love's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Well, for me, it was, you know, I knew from the first time I met Melissa, I'm a big person. I see people's eyes and I can read their body language and see themselves through their eyes as the eyes are the windows to the soul. And when I first saw Melissa's eyes, that was it for me. I knew who she was. I knew what she was about. And it was just a matter of taking the journey with her. And, you know, when we met, we were both in a position of not really wanting a relationship. We were more just looking for conversation. And I think that holds true for a lot of people, that when you're not looking for it is when you find the best thing. And because you're not blinded by your expectations or, you know, your standards, if you will, you're more open to talk to people and more open in your heart and in your mind to be accepting. And when you can be in that heart space, you know, especially being a guy, I mean, most guys don't talk about stuff like this. But when you can be in your heart space like that, the whole world opens up. And, you know, as far as us deciding to do this as a couple, it's been more of us learning along the journey by having other people come up to us and tell us, without them even knowing us, that we've been at a conference at different times and multiple people come up and tell us just by watching us, it's changed their lives. And, you know, so we thought, why not? We do get along with every aspect of our life phenomenally. So why not take that and figure out a model about that and teach that to other people so other people can have this same enjoyment in their life?
And part of it, too, is that Brian and I coming together had both had the opportunity in our own life path to have a deep level of personal discovery. And being able to come in to a relationship in that space where it was not about needing to find myself through somebody else. And as Brian said, we were both very present because of our lack of expectation. And I like to clarify that because it was not expectation. A lot of times we confuse with hope or vision, and it's not that. But I was not hindering the way that the universe could serve me in that path. And so it opened up this space for us to come together very clean and in complete presence. So 100% both of us to the table. We both had our own personal life vision, and we knew that we had a part to play in the world vision. That's just part of who we are. And so as we came together and were supporting each other, there was a very organic and natural flow to saying, well, if you're doing yours and I'm supporting you and I'm doing mine and you're supporting me, there's so much overlap here. And we have had so many people come up and talk and ask us questions and want to be able to just be with us and experience that we wanted to be able to put that into, you know, something that we could continue to serve more and more people and puts us into a position where this is a continuous learning process for us. We don't claim or pretend to have all of the answers, but we know what works for us. And Brian and I both, I feel, have been given the gift of being able to communicate and connect with people in such a way that they're able to then take those things and apply them to their lives.
I absolutely love that. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. I've had, you know, the honor and the privilege of being in your home and spending time with you. And even the way you raised the dog together, like, it's just, yeah. I mean, there's just something about the way this unspoken communication between children and pets and your life and your time and your generosity and giving each other space and supporting each other and each other's dreams. I mean, it's this beautiful dance to watch you together. It really is.
Thank you, Nicole.
And I love that you use the word dance, because to me that's very much what it is this continuous flow between the two of us.
It's definitely a dance, and it's an ebb and flow of energy as well, because, you know, as everybody experiences life, there's times when you may have an off day or you may have a great day. And, you know, in those, you know, ups and downs or roller coaster points in your life, that's when, you know, you can rely on your partner or your spouse, your lover, and you can let them know how you're going. That comes into the communication, and the energy then can, you know, flow between you to help smooth out that day or reset the day. You know, the next day you can reset and go back into meditation and bring that forth. But the biggest thing about, you know, that whole process is just being in that dance. If you don't get up and get involved and get in the dance, you'll never experience it.
That's so beautiful. It really, I mean, it truly is. And I know that, Melissa, when we were talking on your show, and I have to tell you, you know, on the radio, you know, you look at numbers and you look at, and your show, there's something about the show that you, you know, came on and the information that you shared, that on a daily basis people are coming and they're finding that show. And they're so touched, and their lives are changing. So you are so extraordinary. So thank you for coming back with us again, because I know that it's your vibration and your wisdom and your words and your heart that really, you know, drive people forward into magical places. And even myself, you know, working with you. And so I really, you know, want to give you credit, and I, you know, implore people to find you and to work with you, because I truly know the genuine gift that you have. And it's just astounding. It really is. And then, you know, so with that, I wanted to ask you, because when you talked on your show, you know, and if it's okay that we talk about it a little bit here, you came from an abusive background. And to trust again is amazing. And so when you met Brian, did you say, okay, it's okay to trust? And how do you share with other women it's okay to trust, and
it's,
that really you can
a
have
wonderful
this kind of
question. Trust is such a core and vulnerable element to our being and to who we are. And everyone, whether we come from a physically or sexually abusive background, at somehow in some point in your life, each and every one of us have experienced the plane of having trust broken in our lives. And it is a very difficult thing to rebuild. It's a difficult thing to rebuild with the person who broke that trust. It's a difficult thing to rebuild with subsequent people, because of the way that our belief system in our intellectual body works. And so for me, I'll talk specifically about my experience. When I met Brian, I had been engaged in my own personal healing journey for some time, and I've had beautiful mentors and angels come into my life, and that's one of the reasons why I love being able to pass that along in the work that I do in this world. And I was in a fairly vulnerable place. when I met Brian. And so I was fully present and aware because I know that's where I maintain my safety. As soon as you allow yourself to go into states of unconsciousness or unawareness, that's where the perpetuation of the pains in our life take place. And so often we feel like that's how we're keeping ourselves safe because we don't want to look at those things. We don't want to feel those things. And so we engage in ways, whether that's through physical substance, whether that's through, getting involved in relationships for, that fall on the counterfeit love sides, the codependency, or we perpetuate abusive relationships, whether it's getting ourselves lost in work. However it is that we cover that up, it can perpetuate those states of unconsciousness. And that's what allows the perpetuation of the things that we don't want. Allowing yourself and finding the ways and the support to be fully present in your life is what creates safety. And that's the grounds in which you are able to reestablish a connection with what trust is. So when I met Brian, he mentioned that he really did know pretty much from the time that we met that this was it, and that we would be engaging in a lifelong relationship together. He was also aware of where I was at, and so he held space for me. He didn't push, and I was very upfront with him because there's that voice inside that says, as a woman especially, don't be too emotional or you're going to drive the guy away, or don't let him think that you're crazy, or whatever that voice is in your head. And I knew for me that if I was going to be in a relationship with somebody, that they got to know all of me and they got to love all of me. And whether I was at a point of completely loving all of the parts of me, I was aware of all the parts of me, and I wanted to be able to share with him. So when that little voice came up that said, "Ooh, that's not something you would share," I would make extra sure that that was something that I did share, because I knew if that was something that I could not share, I would not be able to be fully vested in this relationship, and it would not work. In fact, just yesterday, Brian and I were talking about, because we were talking with some people about manifesting their dreams, and you'll hear Brian talk about this more, and how in a business, in a relationship, it takes 100% of who you are in order for it to succeed. We continue to get involved in ventures and in relationships, and it's like we kind of want to dip our toe into the water and test it out. We want to give 20%, and if it works, then we'll jump in. And the analogy that came to me, and of course, I love to cook, so this is an analogy that works for me. But if you're baking a recipe, if you're baking cookies, let's say, and you have a certain number of ingredients and, you've got that really nice organic flour and you only have a few eggs that came from your neighbor's chickens, these are really good. So you're not sure. This is a brand new recipe. You're not sure if it's going to work out. So you're only going to put in one of the eggs and half of the flour because you don't want to invest all of your really, really good, precious ingredients. And then you'll see if the recipe turns out, then you'll make some more. And obviously we know that is never going to work. So getting back to the establishing trust, for me it was the fact that I got to be fully present and actually communicate where I was, who I am, and stay true to that. Because I knew if he was who I got to be with, he would be able to handle that and he would respond lovingly, which he did. And in fact, there were specific events in the development of our relationship where he showed up for me in a way that I had never experienced. And had I not been willing to be in a vulnerable place, and I know how difficult that is, especially people coming from a background where you have been hurt in a very deep way in a relationship, it requires you to go to that vulnerable place and risk that happening again for it to present the possibility of opening up everything you ever dreamed for.
That's beautiful. I mean, that's such a lesson for each and every one of us. And I know that being able to share, there's an exercise that I've had the opportunity to do with a group that totally opened in a different way. And we would start with, if you really knew me, you would know that I...
Yeah.
And
it's a powerful exercise.
out is astounding. Just astounding. To say, if you really knew me, you would know that I am whatever is in your heart and whatever comes so clear, and how very brave and how very bold of you to allow yourself to just be yourself.
Thank you. And just to add to that is that when you allow yourself to be fully present, this consciousness of yourself to be present, when you are risking being vulnerable, it means that right away you will know if this person deserves and will respect all of you or if they will not, which means that you can act accordingly. So because I know the fears and the triggers and the voices that that brings up for people who have been in similar situations, so I just want to reassure that this process, the combination of being very fully present and being vulnerable, allows you to maintain the control and the direction of your life. And so you can respond accordingly of, this is somebody that I can continue to develop trust with, or this isn't. So now I can choose to leave because I know now that that is my choice.
Well, and if I could just jump in there for a second. You know, when you're talking about trust, it's such a deep word because, you know, in my book, trust has always been earned, not given in relationships. However, with that being said, you've got to be, like what Melissa was saying, you've got to be a little bit vulnerable. You've got to be willing to put out your 100% of yourself and the real you, you've got to be willing to put that out there so that the other person knows exactly what they're getting or knows exactly what they're walking into. And it comes back to communication, because if you can't be upfront and honest with someone that you're considering having a relationship with, how can you even be honest with yourself? And it goes, you know, like I said, the word trust, and this is a very deep subject because it goes down into the trust with yourself and your relationship with, you know, your family, and it just keeps going down there. However, on, you know, when you're first engaging in a relationship, the communication level, which from the time that Melissa and I first started even communicating, you know, we both brought our full 100% selves to the table and said, look, this is who I am. I'm not going to change per se for you, but I'm willing to grow with you if that's what you want to do. And by bringing that, you know, that full self and investing that full self with that other person in that engagement, you now can make a legitimate decision on whether that might work for you or not. And if it doesn't, then you know right up front, because you're not playing the game of, oh, well, I'm only given 20%, and I'll tell him about that later, or I'll tell her about that later. You've got to come with 100% at the beginning so that both people can make a educated decision, because a lot of people get caught in this indecisive arena where, oh, well, I really like A, B, and C about this person, but I don't like that they do C, D, and F, you know, or, you know, and it gets in this game of trying to fit puzzle pieces together that might not work. However, if you're just upfront and honest with each other in the beginning, you have a better educated chance of making a good decision.
That's great. And Brian, I have another question for you while you're talking about that. So, you know, as we talk about, you know, Melissa and her background, and I know a lot about you and your background as well, and so I know instinctually it was, you know, driven in you and your first instinct to protect her, because you have a lot of protection in you. And so how do you protect her and still give her the space to grow as she sort of opens again and opens towards you?
That's a very difficult and tough balancing act, to be quite honest. You know, as I learned of some of the things that she had dealt with in her past, and my natural tendency to want to protect and be a defender of people in general, it was really hard for me because, you know, I wanted to go take care of the problem. And, you know, she's like, no, you can't do that. Let the universe play out how it will. And so when it came down to protecting her or holding that space for her, it was really about being in the present. I can't change the past, and I have no desire to live in the past. All I can do is live in the present and look towards the future with what we are presently doing. And so if I can be there for, a solid foundation or something that she knows is always going to be there and reliant upon, then that allows her to deal with what she needs to and move forward. Because it's not, you almost get into a razor blade edge there with the protection and letting her grow. Because if you're a true protector, you're not going to want to let the person grow because you're afraid they're going to get hurt. It's kind of like having a child and letting go of the back of the bicycle seat as they're learning to ride their bike for the first time. And you've just got to have that trust and that, I don't know what the word I'm searching for right now, but you've got to...
Well, I think if I could...
Yeah, go ahead.
It helps us... This has really assisted Brian and I in developing trust between ourselves, because this was a two-way street. This was me learning to trust again despite all of the abuse that I had experienced, particularly from men in my life. And so opening my heart to a man and trusting that he was going to care and adore and caress the all of me and to protect me and keep me safe was an important process for me. Likewise, for Brian, a lot of it was being able to step into the space and know that he was honored and respected for who he is and not shunned or judged or, pushed away for that. But it also allowed him the opportunity to continue to develop trust in himself and trust in me, which, completes this circle of trust that we're building together. And if I can, I sometimes people who have an innate need or this like drive where they have to protect,
yes,
it is a form of control,
yeah,
because they don't trust. They don't trust themselves. A lot of times people like this have experienced something in their life that they feel like they should have been able to prevent. And so they're unrelentingly rigorous with themselves. And so there's a letting go and a surrendering to that trust process with themselves and with their partner that happens. So this has been a beautiful dance again that happens and continues to happen with Brian and I.
That was the word I was looking for, is surrender.
Great answer.
Yeah. From the male side of things, from at least from my point of view, it was definitely not a control issue. It was more about just wanting to know that she was safe, to be out and about, and that, if she did need anything, that I was there until she got comfortable enough to be on her own and stand up fully as a beautiful woman that she is. And for lack of a better analogy, it's kind of like, if you break your leg and you need a set of crutches for a while until you get that strength back and that confidence back in your leg that it's going to work for you. And when we first met, it was, I think that I was that vehicle to allow her to open up and grow within herself to where she could get her own confidence back. And once she's got her confidence back, it's like taking the training wheels off the bike. I can stand back and now just be proud and, you know, in observing and watching her grow and move forward. And, you know, it's like I've told her from day one, as far as who she is as a person and a woman, that I don't care who's around. I would love to put her on my shoulders and run around screaming at the top of my lungs, look at my beautiful wife, and this is who she is, and, you know, I'm so proud of her. And, you know, as you know, I think when it comes to relationships, it goes into the support side of things. And, you know, from both sides, there has to be 100% support. It's got to be that full commitment again.
I thank you so much for such a beautiful answer, and how exhilarating to watch each other. And I love that analogy of the crutch and the, you know, the training wheels. And it's so easy to see that and to feel that in your heart and in your soul and in your consciousness. And so thank you for sharing it in such a beautiful and clear way. And then, now I really do appreciate it. And now as you are developing a Renaissance couple and as you're working together, one of my questions to you is, so many couples in today's world, they're partners in business. They own businesses, you know, I mean, and so do you have any hints or clues or tools or techniques for working together as a couple?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good
answer. Yes, we do.
In a real quick nutshell, and we can go deeper, but in a real quick nutshell, it's play to your strengths and honor and respect your partner for their strengths. You know, that's one of the key things that Melissa and I are able to do, is that I know my strengths and she knows her strengths, and I value so much her strengths because a lot of them are not mine. And I have the humility to know when I don't have that strength and step back and say, look, sweetie, you do this so much better than I do. Would you mind taking on that project? And if it's not something that she wants to do, then we'll tackle it together, or I will take it back and figure it out. But it's that give and take. And it, once again, we go back to that dance, that ebb and flow of energy, and that dance of, hey, you do this really well and you don't mind doing it. Would you take on this project? And is there anything on your plate that I do well that I can take from you to free up your time? And it's that give and take of the dance that, you know, it just carries over in everything we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what I was going to say first.
No, that's great. And as before we get too far, because, you know, we don't have a lot of time left, certainly we've got some, but how do people find you? How do they work with you? And can you just share a little bit about the Renaissance couple and what that is and how they can people can get involved and work with you on that level?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we love it when people want to get involved, because we are about attracting the couples and the singles, the individuals who are looking to draw in that relationship, who are about conscious creation in their life and in the world. So renaissancecouple.com is where you find us and where you connect with us. You'll see a lot of development coming right on that site. You can connect to our Facebook page there. And right now what we're doing is we're establishing a worldwide conversation with people. Brian and I are sharing about our journey. We're eager to hear about other people's journeys. And as this continues to evolve, we are working behind the scenes, because we like to make sure that we have a really good foundation for things. We're not flighty about it. We're not just going to throw out a program or a book or anything like that without there being a lot of deep intention and involvement that has gone into that. Know that some of these exciting things that are happening behind the scenes include a multi-level training called Awakening Love Couples, and there will also be an Awakening Love Singles. And in a nutshell, the first level of each of these is about resensitizing love, coming present. We talk a lot about this presence of being, really with everything, with all the noise inside of ourselves and all the noise in the world around us. We have literally become so desensitized that then we wonder why we don't feel love We don't feel loved. We don't feel like the people we are loving feel our love and all these different iterations of it. And this is going to be a gorgeous training, just really unctuous, delicious training about resensitizing through touch, through smell, through taste, through all of these five senses, and working with couples in bringing that into a new revitalization of their love. And then from there, we're going to be able to move into deeper consciousness engagement. Like I had mentioned on my show before, the foundation of the work that I do is built off of the four bodies. So the spiritual, the intellectual, the emotional, and the physical. And when you come together as a couple, those four bodies, each of you bring your four bodies, and you literally become a united organism, and you together have four bodies, and how you attend to those four levels.
Yeah, you know, with those programs that are coming, we've also got some big news that's going to be coming out on that site too, so stay tuned on that. We are starting to do a little bit of promotion towards that. And unfortunately, I can't let the cat out of the bag right just yet. But there are
okay.
some big things coming in the next month here. And 2014 is closely upon us. As we close out the year, the 2013, we are going to be heading into a huge year next year. And just in the way that we are going to engage with the world and everybody out there, there's some really exciting things coming up, and I can't wait for the launch.
And we want you to be part of this.
Yeah, absolutely, Nicole.
Oh, gosh, you know I love your work. I am the biggest fan, and it's interesting when you were talking about trust that you have in each other, and you know I so have that with both of you. And I love Melissa when I meet you. She's like, Brian, you have to meet my husband. So it was one of the first things out of her mouth, and I was so excited when I finally did have the opportunity to meet you because I just fell in love with you. So you're just so amazing, both of you. And I know that your sound sometimes gets a little poppy because you're on the speakerphone because it's the two of you. And so I just want to make sure clearly that people hear renaissancecouple.com, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yes. So I just want to make sure that it's very clear for people and that they, you know, can go there and they can find your work. And then today I am going to a wedding. And as I was sitting at the top of the show, two sisters got married in a very short period of time. Just happened that way. They both met and fell in love with their mates and are married, and they're both standing up for each other. And the last wedding that I went to, the rituals, they did an Irish ritual where they tied like figure eight around their arms, and they, you know, had one of the most incredibly beautiful rituals I've ever seen, which was they had a bottle of wine. And they put this bottle of wine in a wooden box. And the night before their wedding, they each wrote each other a love letter, the why they wanted to marry the other person. And they put their love letters in this box with the wine, and they nailed it shut. And then they were to open it on their 10-year anniversary and to drink the wine and to read each other's love letters, the why they chose the other person. Which I thought was so beautiful, and today they are including the breaking of the glass. And so I was just curious, do you have any rituals that you either did at your wedding or something that you do in your daily life that are meaningful to you as a couple?
Yes,
we do, absolutely. Go ahead, sweetie.
the marriage ceremony between Brian and I, it was about us, and so we actually custom crafted something that we knew spoke to who we are, to the journey that and the level of commitment that we had moving forward. And so we don't have the time here to go into all of the beautiful details, but there the focus was very much around the presence of word and the presence of energy and taking in and consecrating our conscious union with those words. And that's something that we will be going into more depth on in our couples' relationships. And then on a day-to-day basis,
Yeah, on a day-to-day basis, it's really about waking up every day with a purpose, having, you know, the gratefulness for being given another day from our Creator, and using that day and living it to the fullest. You know, so many people get caught up, and we've experienced this as well. You get caught up in the day-to-day events, and you know, you kind of lose track of that amazing thing of your body and your heart and your soul that is getting you through the day. And so every morning, just being able to meditate for 15-20 minutes and check in with your body and give thanks to your lungs, to your heart, to your body, and to the universe for, you know, allowing you to have another great day is a great way to start off, you know, in the morning, and then just moving through the day and carrying that energy forward throughout everything you do.
And I think one of the things that Brian and I like to keep conscious is it's easy, especially as you're a couple and the further you get into your relationship, to lose that, as Brian said, gratitude and acknowledgement of each other. You get into a rhythm and a routine and you forget that, you know, this is another person who is serving me and I am serving them in the way that we love each other. So finding even those little ways of, oh, you know what, thank you for doing those dishes. You know, thank you for writing that project proposal. You know, thank you for the way that you touch me. And I find that that daily continuous acknowledgement of each other keeps us in a space of, one, being conscious of it ourselves, but also as you receive those acknowledgements, of feeling acknowledged and not feeling taken for granted, which I know for me is a big theme.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful. I mean, I absolutely love the way that you love and love the way that you share. And I love that you're creating these unbelievable and remarkable and incredible programs together that teach and share love. And I so enjoy that you were saying at the top of the show how people see you, you know, at an event, and they just come over and it's just so juicy. They want to know what you do to have that and what you know, and I think that that's so much fun, and it says so much about who you are and how you treat each other and how you listen to one another and how you share with one another. And it's so extraordinary. It's so nice to have you on as a couple. I mean, your individual work is so profound, but the woven energy between the two of you is just such a gorgeous tapestry of love and life and joy and pleasure and sexuality and romance and all of these things. It's just so luscious that I love to listen to it and love to be a part of it. And then we don't have a lot of time, but I do have a question that I would love to do an entire show on this, and I'm I think we're going to bring Cynthia Kersey on from the Unstoppable Foundation to talk about this. But how do you choose as a couple, like, where you want to, you both are so active, where you want to be philanthropic, where you want to share your energy and your time, and how do you make those decisions outside your own marriage to give to the world as a couple?
That's a great question. I think for me, it comes back to surrender. You know, one, I want to thank you for all of your beautiful compliments and, you know, also express the fact that really Brian and I come together in our relationship, and we come together in Renaissance Couple in a form of surrender, because it really is. This isn't us being out in the world and being like, look, we have an amazing relationship. But it's like, you know what, we are present and conscious with that, and we are finding that people are responding to it. We find that we get great response individually, but there is something that happens when we're together. We do not fully understand it. We don't know what it is. We have a concept and a vision of what that is, but we know that it only works when we allow ourselves to surrender and be taken there and to respond accordingly. So the reason I bring that up is that is essentially how we make our decisions together. One of those other daily or weekly things that we do is that we make sure that we have what we call couple enlightenment time, where it is essentially like a joint meditation. And we allow ourselves and our four bodies to come into that presence of alignment, and we receive messages together. And again, this is one of those things that we can go much deeper on, and which we do in our trainings, but it's like being in that space, we listen and respond. We listen to our hearts, we listen to the each other, and we listen to the messages coming from the universe that say, this is where you get to be. This is what you get to be serving in.
Yeah, and you know, when we get those messages, you know, as Melissa was saying, it's all about surrendering. It is all about serving as well.
Mm-hmm.
We are here on this planet to serve other beings. And that is, you know, one of my roles is a protector of people. And, you know, when I see things that are going on that shouldn't be, I have a hard time being one of those passive people that just let it go and let it slide. And I'm an activist on that. And when I see things that are not morally right or not, you know, not just being in the sense of being, I have to act on it and make a change, or at least see if there's something I can do to help. And that's just one of the ways that I feel that being here, that we can make our decisions, is that we focus on how we can best serve our fellow humans, as well as our families, our friends, our kids, our
the animals,
everything, our universe, our, you know.
I told you we were big thinkers.
And it, you know, it goes out in everything. Because energy is everything. So it's all symbiotic, and that's one of the main points, is that everything you do has a consequence or a positive reaction. And we strive to have more positive reactions than we do consequences. So
that's beautiful. And that's such a perfect answer, and it's such a fantastic way to sort of epitomize your relationship and how you see the world and how you deal with each other. And it's so exciting. It really is. And the fact that people are finding this work, I love that it's Renaissance Couple. I love what the Renaissance represents. And I love what you represent to each other. And, you know, I'm so in awe of you, Melissa, that you have taken such an incredible journey to love. It's so brave and so courageous. And I'm so glad Brian was at the end of that tunnel, and that he was the light that was there waiting for you. So.
Amen, sister.
It's just fantastic. And so for those of you who have not had the opportunity, you can go to Unlimited Life, Nicole Brandon, Unlimited Life, and Hourglass Bride, and find Melissa Terry's How to Free Yourself from Joy. It was a beautiful show and remains, as I was sharing, one of the most popular shows that we've ever done. And the information, I can just listen to it over and over again. You did such a beautiful job in sharing your heart, your spirit and soul, and really how to allow yourself to have joy in your life in such a profound way. And Brian, we're so excited that you're coming on next week on Unlimited Life to talk to us, because truly people should be able to, you know, live their dreams. And that's what Unlimited Life is about, the tools and the techniques and how we live that life that we've always knew that we were meant to live. And so I can't think of a better guest to come and to talk to us about that. And so we're so thrilled that you will be joining us there. And it's such a privilege and such a pleasure not only to have you on the show, but to have you as friends, because you're just such special, extraordinary people. And so, you know, lucky me, too.
And lucky us. We are so honored, Nicole.
Yeah. You know, from the first time I met you, Nicole, I knew that, you know, you're a person that's going to be in our life for the rest of our lives and beyond. And we are so grateful to have your presence with us. We feel it all the time. So, you know, the feelings are very mutual with us.
Well, Thank you, Brian. And it's I just love your vibration. It's so nice to have you here. And so thank you so
thank
much
you.
For being here today. So big grateful heart to Melissa and to Brian Terry. And find Melissa's show, How to Free Yourself from Joy, on our blog talk. Go to renaissancecouple.com and
yes.
be part of this wave of communicating in a whole different way and loving so deeply and so magnificently, as we've had such a fine example today. And please do join us next Saturday from 1 to 2:30 Pacific time for Unlimited Life to hear Brian Terry and to talk about all his amazement and how you really can live the life of your dreams. So thank you both for being with us today.
You're
welcome, Nicole. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Have fun at the weddings.
Thank you so much. Thank you. What a great show to be able to have two of my favorite people in the world on, and what an example of love. What a fine, fine example of how to treat each other with respect, how to love each other, how to trust, how to have faith, how to take those leaps and those steps toward each other and towards the world. And I know that their work, Renaissance Couple, is just extraordinary. You know, so I, you know, reach out, find them. They're amazing coaches and life teachers and love teachers and just incredible, incredible, incredible people to know. And we have some really exciting guests coming up. Yes, we're finally having Arjuna talk about sexual intimacy and relationships. Matt Weinstein talking about how to have play and fun in a relationship. And then a couple of health shows. We have Juice Plus. So we will learn all about juicing and vitality and energy. So as our energy is, you know, going down and we've got so much to do before a wedding, how to be able to stay energized and really feel alive during that time. And then we also have somebody coming on from Isogenics, and we're going to talk about weight loss, how to fit into your wedding dress, and truly how to be able to lead that healthy life. And so that's very exciting. And then we also are bringing on an attorney to talk about all those things that we really don't want to talk about, but prenuptials and wills and estate planning and all of those things, and how do you as a couple discuss those contracts and draw up those contracts that need to be drawn. So full gamut and full range of emotion and love and lessons, and it's all splendid and magnificent. So I am off to a wedding, and I'm so excited that today, as I'm doing this show, that I get to leave you and actually step into a wedding and take you all with me and be able to really just take this day to a whole new level of wedding and romance. And so this is Nicole Brandon from Hourglass Bride, knowing that all of your dreams can come true, and wishing you the very, very best and that happily ever after. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you next week. And again, grand thanks to Melissa and Brian Terry for their great, true example of love.